Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Those beautiful words are from Leonard Cohen's anthem. This is Maitri with Mindful Moments at Dragonfly Cottage, and it's Sunday night, 11 p.m., January the 26th, 2014. It has been such a beautiful time lately in the inner and outer world here at Dragonfly Cottage. My work is expanding in 27 directions, it seems, from a very quiet, peaceful, mindful place. The more that I sink into the depths of my mindfulness practice, the more that I'm able to hear what it is that I need to hear. And this is something that really came up for me today in a big way. I have been working, as I've said in these last weeks, to you here in my podcasts, I have been working since last April. Those of you who have been with me that long in these podcasts, to bring together everything in my life, all the threads of work and writing and teaching and healing and ministering and mothering, and everything that I've done in my life has been coming together kind of like you were sitting there on the floor with a loom in your lap weaving. I've been weaving a tapestry that would be a picture of the life that I would be moving into. And I finally started the website, and then I started doing the work that I'm doing. And now that I'm working, doing mindfulness mentoring, it is just as though the lotus flower emerged from the mud, as lotus flowers do, and began finally to open into the beautiful, exquisite flower that it becomes. And the thousand petals of the lotus are opening up so soft and beautiful and lush every day. And as each day passes, another petal opens. And I sit down to do my mindfulness practice, and I light a candle, a sweet little beeswax candle. I get my candles from a little farm where a family makes them. And I light one and gaze into the flame to meditate and breathe. And then I center myself to do the work that I need to do. And that's a lot of it is spent writing, of course. But I was reflecting on what wasn't yet quite right. And while I haven't worked with any men yet, because no men had signed up, something about that was needing clarification for me. All of my work that I have done in the last 20 years or so has been with women only. And when I stepped in to working with women only, after having worked with both women and men for a very long time, I found myself in a place of comfort, kind of coming home. And I have loved working just with women, but my heart felt as though I should work with both men and women, because I have, though I am divorced, I was married to the kindest, most gentle man in the world. And even though our 30-year marriage ended some time ago, we are still very dear to one another today. And I have a beautiful son that I adore. I have two son-in-laws that are like sons to me. I have two grandsons. My best friend is a dear, dear man. So I really felt that I should work with both men and women. And yet something has just not been right just yet. And I realized today that it is the reason that I have not moved forward with the school that I will be opening and some of the other facets of my work is I hadn't yet come to that point of clarity that I needed, that diamond edge. It is a place that you come to in meditation and in a mindfulness practice. When you come right here to the present moment, to this moment, where nothing else exists, the past is gone, the present is not yet here. We're sitting here quietly and at peace. Take a breath. And as you let all of the layers of the day and the weeks and the worries fall away, you begin to see more clearly. It's as though when you look into a pool of water and things, something rustles the water around, someone throws a stone in or a big fish kind of whooshes through the water. It stirs everything up and the water becomes cloudy. And then when it's really still, all the silt and the mud and the sand settle all the way down to the bottom. And the water becomes so clear that you can see very, very deep. And you can see through the water to the bottom, and you can see the stones or the shells. If you're in a section of the ocean there, you can see everything very clearly. And when I was able to come to this place, I saw that I really need to work with women. For myself, to go as deeply as I can inside myself, which is where I need to go to draw from the experiences and wisdom gained, as we all gain our wisdom through the years, and to look at all of the experiences that I've processed. Somewhere deep down in there are the nuggets of truth that we're going to draw on to do the work that we need to do to help others. I am a woman who was sexually abused for a very long time, from 4 to 18. And though I've spent a lifetime in therapy dealing with that and some other issues, and it has pretty much run clear, it doesn't rule my daily life. It is that place, that crack that Leonard Cohen speaks of. It is the crack that lets the light in. But also, because that crack exists, there is a shaft where light and work and experience and love and joy filter through and they flow more easily through that crack, if not sort of muddied up with little pebbles and stones, things that will keep us from the clarity that we need. And for me, working with men, though I love so many so dearly, and I wish all men well, when I remove the fear that I have that is so deep that I don't even remember that it's there most of the time, when I am able to lift that aside and set those beautiful river stones to the side on the banks, I can see that the work that I do with women, when it's just with women, will allow me to do work that is much, much deeper, and I don't like to keep using the word deeper, much more to the point. I sat today and I thought, I'm doing these mentoring sessions with women, and wow, they are incredible. The women that I have been blessed to work with come, and I am constantly amazed, no matter what they have been through, no matter how afraid they are, they just keep moving through and working with me. You cannot be a teacher and do mentoring and act as a guide if someone is not willing to meet you halfway. It's work that you do together. And I'm feeling so deeply blessed. And I'm also seeing how powerful this work is. In the first week that I worked with a particular dear woman, she made amazing changes. And now 3 weeks in, it's just awe-inspiring to sit back and watch in that amount of time. And as I said, as I have opened up, because the fear has subsided when I realized, okay, it's all right if I just work with women. It doesn't mean that I don't embrace and love everyone, but when you know what your work is, you have to cut away the dross, those things that would keep you from performing at a level that you most will be able to use your gifts, your strengths, your talents, the tools that you have honed through a lifetime. They will have a laser-like focus when everything else has been moved out of the way. That's what's been happening for me. So today I sat down and I sketched out what's become a new graphic for the work. It's still the same work. It's the mindfulness mentoring. But now it's mindfulness mentoring for women. Powerful private sessions to transform women's lives. You know, and I wrote this down, it's never too late to come into your power through a practice of mindfulness that transforms every moment into a vehicle for both inner peace and the building of a firm foundation that can affect profound change. When I wrote that, when I got that, I knew why this time has been such a time of inner focus that's made me pretty much quiet in terms of the outside world. I have been kind of in a hunkering down sort of meditative state, very much a lot of time spent in meditation and prayer, a lot of time outside in nature. This has been a really good time. Winter is such an incredible time for going within. It is the season to do just that. And when we go inside, we are able to touch down again on all of those things that get lost in the seasons, that there is a lot of light outside. There are gardens to plant and picnics to have and all of those things you do. And finally the days grow shorter and it becomes dark earlier. And we go within. We go inside our homes. We go inside ourselves. And this is a very contemplative time. And I enter the hermit phase in terms of the tarot. I pretty much live the hermit phase year round, but this is an especially deep time for me, and I love winter. I know a lot of people don't like winter, and they don't like the shorter days, and they don't like the dark coming so soon, but to me it's very, very soothing. And right now, at about 11:15 on Sunday night, I have snoring pugs all around me. It's very breezy out, and I have about 15, 20, or 20 wind chimes all around the three sides of my big deck, and then all around the other side, down the wall of the long wall of the house that looks out of the back of the cottage onto the gardens and the area where the magic ship is. And I'm playing, which I turned down very softly, some music that is Tibetan, Tibetan singing bowl music. I've turned it down because it's not meant to be a soundtrack to the podcast. I kind of forgot to turn it off. So my wind chimes are out there tinkling. My daughter said the other night, "What is that?" And I said, "It's the wind chimes." She said, "In here?" I said, "No, they're outside." She said, "They sound like they're in the house." And it just, I guess there's so many of them. And it's so quiet around here otherwise. My house opens up back into the woods. So this is a very peaceful place here to just sit and listen to music very softly that's very conducive to meditation, and light the candle and ring the bells that still will ring, as it were. I have been thinking about all of you out there this week that listen, as I prepare to start my daily podcasts, which I'm going to be doing tomorrow. Tomorrow, Monday, the 27th of January, I will be starting to do daily podcasts. And they will be 5 to 10 minutes long, daily meaning Monday through Friday. And those are by subscription. And you can find information about that on my website. That's Maitri, M-A-I-T, as in Tom, R-I, Maitri at dragonflycottage.com. The information is there about the mentoring sessions that I do and the daily podcasts and a few other things. But I'm really excited about doing the daily podcasts because I really want to help people come into a place of knowing what mindfulness really is, not just a word that's practically a buzzword these days. It seems funny to me really now to see everywhere you look, it's about mindfulness, which makes sense. But when I started with a mindfulness practice nearly 40 years ago, it was, people did it, but you weren't talking, you know, you weren't really so much talking about it. In the Zen center, in the Buddhist meditation centers, in yoga centers, in those kinds of places, you heard people talk about it. But today, wonderful work is being done in the health fields, with children, all over the place. Mindfulness has been incorporated. And I am so happy because it literally is transformative. I write on my blog almost daily. I say almost because it means to be daily, but sometimes because my schedule is kind of odd, I end up working very late, which for me is, I kind of laughed when I talked about this the other week. As long as I haven't gone to bed yet, it's still the same day for me, sort of. So I will end up putting up an entry, and then it seems as though I've missed a day for some people, but it's because I have already worked through a whole nother cycle that takes me into an odd place, practically in the middle of the night or on into the next morning. So pretty much every day, my 365 days of mindfulness posts go up. And I have written in some of the posts the last few days about using mindfulness to get through some really difficult places. Just yesterday morning, I got up and I wrote about peace in yesterday's series. And finding peace no matter what. And it was really pertinent for me yesterday because I got up and there was no water in the kitchen. I did have some coming through in the bathroom in the back, but the pipe had frozen. And the pipe had not just frozen, something cracked. And the hot water heater was making a nasty sound in there. And I made a few calls, and it ended up being 2:30 in the afternoon before anybody could get here. And I was kind of wondering what was going to happen because I couldn't seem to get the hot water heater turned off. I called, I asked people how to do it, I was shutting off circuit breakers, I was doing everything. And in years past, something like that would have just sent me in a tizzy. I would have been crying. I would have been a mess. And then I stop. I took a deep breath and I sat down. I thought, I've done everything I can do. I've called people. I've gotten what help I could get. I have someone on the way, and there's no use fretting. You do what you can do. You sit down, you take a deep breath, you meditate for a while, you get up, you feed the dogs, you feed the birds, make coffee, sit down, and start the day. And the gentleman got here at about 2:30, and as it turned out, because a pipe is cracked, he didn't have, on a Saturday, he didn't have the tools that he needed to fix it, but he did turn the hot water heater off and get a lot of things set so that I would be okay. I've got cold water. And he said, "You're not going to have any hot water." And I said, "No worries. You know, I just glad the hot water heater's not banging around in there with me worried the whole thing was going to blow up or something." I see I have no technical knowledge whatsoever. I'm sure that hot water heaters probably don't blow up in the way that I had imagined. But I was just imagining all kinds of things. But he got it taken care of as best he could, and he will be coming back tomorrow and get it fixed. But in the middle of that time, just being able to let go, relax, get on with it, as it were, I actually had a really nice day. And he came and he did what he could do, and we had just a profound conversation, which again was part of what I wrote about in last night's blog post. And he used to be an active minister. Now I believe he ministers person to person wherever he goes. It was such a blessing having this man here. And so you see, when you can use mindfulness to bring yourself back to the present moment, to relax, to say to yourself, I'm okay, right here, right now, in this moment, I'm okay. And keep bringing yourself back to that when all of the worries and the fears arise. I'm okay. You get through the day and you have a miraculous conversation. I said it reminded me of that old TV show, Touched by an Angel. That literally was the kind of experience I had with this dear man who came because of my frozen pipes. There are miracles every day in every direction. You just have to have your heart and your mind opened. I'm telling you, it's amazing. I took the word miracles for my word for 2014. And miracles are my intention this year, and they are coming in every direction. So that even as it grew close to bedtime last night, I fell down a couple of stairs, boom, boom. And it was, wow, so not graceful, as they would say. I kind of felt like one of the dancing hippos in Fantasia, the Disney movie, with water in my hands for the birds, and I laid on the floor, kind of so in shock that I didn't know if I was hurt, I didn't know what was happening, and I certainly didn't know how I was going to get up. My knees and my feet don't particularly appreciate things like that, and trying to get up on a hard floor. And I sat there and I just came back to the present moment. I was okay. I was bumped up and bruised up, and I would be achy, and boy, indeed I was. But I'm okay, I said to myself, and I sat up. And I kind of got my bearings, and I scooted backwards up on one step, and I grabbed the frame of the door, and I scooted back up the next step, and I kind of pulled myself up, and on I went. And so I came through this incredible day yesterday with cracked pipes and meeting this wonderful man and falling down and getting up, And still, everything is okay. And so, it is the miracle of mindfulness. And we're coming into this new week ahead. And I am starting the daily podcast tomorrow. I would love to have you join me. It'd be a wonderful 5 minutes or so each morning so that we can touch down on this practice together. And I can share with you mindful moments from Dragonfly Cottage and thoughts on mindfulness and practices, maybe a journal exercise, maybe a little mindful meditation. But do check it out, my tree at dragonflycottage.com, and you'll get information about all of my work. And until we meet again, dear friends, I wish you many happy, joyful, peaceful, mindful moments from Dragonfly Cottage. Come again soon. I look forward to seeing you. Namaste.